Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Feels like this.
Yeah!
Nikki Reed.
So now it's time to the hottest show, on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Reed Show, the hottest radio station on the internet, broadcasting live, Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all know we're getting it in, and we are also syndicated worldwide, 98.2 The Beat, LA. You can catch us there as well. You can also find us on mixshowblast.com, starforcehiphop.com, and you already know the official website, nikkirichshow.com. So if you want to learn about anything regarding the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is go to nikkirichshow.com. And for those who don't know, you can also go to iTunes and download every episode of the Nikki Rich Show for free. And we're broadcasting live by invading the airwaves on College Underground Radio. So you can go to collegeundergroundradio.com and you can go check out the Nikki Rich Show. Shout out to all the college students, everybody that's tuned in. And if you want airplay on College Underground Radio, all you have to do is log on to the official website as well. And if you want airplay on 98 to the Beat, all you have to do is go to Mix Show Blast. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can follow the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter as well, Nikki Rich _ Show. And we do have our Facebook pages, which is facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich. And we also have facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And you know we always have the hottest show, bringing in the hottest guests. And tonight I'm so excited about our guest. It's going to be an amazing night, because first of all, it's the start of really the official beginning of my birthday. So I had to have a birthday show, you know. And you want to begin it by giving the praise for another day. You want to thank the Lord, you know, because He the one has brought us here. He opened our eyes, you know. So you want to be here and you want to give God the praise, because without Him, we won't see another year. You know, without Him, we would not be here on this positive platform. So I'm so excited, and I had to start my week off right. No matter what you do, you have to give it up. You got to give God the praise and the glory and the honor. So that's what we're doing here at the Nikki Rich Show. And it feels good to be here on a Sunday. And, you know, we get the good gospel in. I would like to say shout out to my family. Thank you so much to my dad. He has a radio station also in South Carolina, my home state. But he has a radio station in South Carolina. It's Gospel Roundup. And he's a preacher as well. But he, you know, shouted me out on his radio station today. So I'm shouting you out online. You know, they show a lot of love to me this morning regards to my birthday. So it's awesome. Family, you know, they come first. You gotta have that tight-knit family. And I just thank my family for their love and support and believing in what I do. But with no further ado, I'm excited because, you know, it's that time to bring in our special guest for tonight. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome our special guest tonight, Shedrick White. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich, it's an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much, and I want to officially wish you a happy birthday in advance. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been gearing up all week long to, you know, have you on, and we've been seeing your movement, so we definitely had to have you on tonight, and we're excited.
Well, I'm definitely excited to be here. Like I said, it's truly an honor, and I want to, again, thank you for having me on to be just to share this, your birthday, and to just, you know, be able to talk to the listeners out there.
Exactly. Now, go ahead and let everybody know where you're originally from and where you currently reside.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Nikki, I'm originally from the Buckeye State. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. But some years ago, I won't date my age, I actually went to a small school in Southwest Atlanta. Maybe some people know it, Morehouse College. And I've been in Atlanta ever since. So that's where I reside at, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. And I got a chance to visit Atlanta. It seems like when you go down there, you know, it's a large networking pool down there. And you just can't stop because I'm always meeting somebody trying to network. I love it. It's like everybody works together and support one another. Every time I go down there, I notice that.
Well, absolutely. You know, I've learned and I believe that your network determines your net worth. And so who you associate with. So Atlanta is a great city. I mean, a great, great city. A lot of things are taking place in Atlanta. That's a great place for people to visit. But there are some great contacts that you can make here. But there are great contacts throughout the United States in Charlotte, North Carolina with Miss Nikki Rich.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you and who Shedrick White is if they're not familiar with you.
Well, you know, Nikki, I thank you. You know, obviously, you know, I'm a businessman. Obviously, you know, some people call me a motivational speaker, but I like to refer to myself as just a child of God. You know, I just believe in serving the Heavenly Father, and I just believe in people. You know, God's provided me a platform where I have a chance to work for myself. I'm an entrepreneur, so I work for myself from home.
Yes.
And I have a chance to empower other people, you know, but I'm everyday people. You know, I'm the youngest of six. You know, I grew up, like I said, in the streets of Columbus, Ohio. I wasn't a bad kid, but my future was headed, you know, like so many, the wrong way. And so some people stepped in and helped me, and I went to school, and, you know, but I subscribed to all those things that most people say, go to school, get a good education, get a good job. Well, Nikki, I found that wasn't working for me. So I fell in love with the world of entrepreneurship. You know, I found out that I was allergic to bosses. We just didn't get along. And so long story short, I decided to do my own thing. And I've been in business myself for, I say, the last 10 years. And so I do event planning, marketing, promotions, also recruit, train, and develop other people to have their own business as well. So that's just a little bit about me.
That is awesome. That's awesome. So how does it feel, you know, just working for yourself? I'd say pursuing your vision.
I honestly think it's the most rewarding feeling in the world. You know, I like I said, I've worked for other people, but I discover a man or woman who loses sight of their goals and dreams will always work for someone who hasn't. And so, Nikki, the greatest feeling in the world is getting up, but knowing what you're working towards is helping you fulfill your, as you said, your vision and dreams. You know, it's not easy. I wouldn't tell anybody entrepreneurship is easy because you got to put work in. But if you're going to work hard anyway, why not work hard for yourself? And so I love the world of being a business for myself. I love the fact that I can control my own income. And it's just been a great ride. And I encourage anybody who has dreams and passions and visions to pursue them. Because if you don't, you always live in the world of shoulda, coulda, woulda. But you'll never know the feeling of having your own.
Exactly. Now, I noticed me personally, when I began to pursue my vision, it was more of a spiritual thing, you know. Like, I felt like I found me, and I understood, okay, ding, 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 this is what I'm supposed to do here. You know, you know how you are pursuing stuff, and it just seems like it's not right, and sometimes you feel like it might be, is it something I'm doing right, or what is it? You know, and you might be trying to impress somebody else, or you just try to figure out what is it I'm not doing. And I realized on my end that I found me, and what I realized, you know, you have to love yourself, find yourself, and really be honest with yourself. And, like, is this really what I want to do? Is this really, am I just trying to please somebody else, or I'm just trying to do this because my friends are doing it? And once I realized, you know, what it is I really want to do, everything just, you know, start overflowing, like the doors start opening, and it was a different feeling. It was just a totally different feeling.
Absolutely. You know, I've actually discovered a couple of things. You know, Socrates said to thy own self be true, and so as you talked about that, I agree with you 100%. You know, I really believe with everything in me that you got to find your passion. When you find what you love doing, that you'll never work another day in your life, you know. But I do believe that the worst bondage in the world is people bondage. you know, trying to keep up with people, trying to impress people.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, you can be okay with everybody, but if you're not doing what God called you to do, you'd be empty.
Exactly.
You know, you'll be going, you can be around everybody. Everybody can be singing your name and singing your praises, but if you're not fulfilling that will of God for your life, if you're not doing that thing that God called you to do, you'll still feel empty inside because there's something
mm-hmm.
He's called you to do. And so I agree with you 100%. When you get in touch with yourself and you get free from what people think and you begin to pursue your passion, that's when the doors open up. And that's when, you know, you'll really have fulfillment because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
And the feeling is totally different. It just feels different. And, I mean, I'm just excited because guess what? It's people like yourself that, you know, I come in contact and I feel like just coming in contact with you, it's a part of my journey, you know. So I feel like, you know, everybody, you never know who you're going to meet along the way and you're going to help each other, you know. And I feel like this is my season as well as your season. So I think it feels good, you know. And you're going to meet people along the way that it is your season. And it's just going to be so many doors to open, and I'm excited about it, you know?
I agree. I think that this is definitely the set time of favor, you know. One of the things, I have a dear friend, and I remember her telling me, she said, Shedder, this is your due season, but it's your due season.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, let me explain the difference. Your due season, your D-O season, is when you got to get out there and go get it. If you want something you never had,
yeah.
You don't have to do something you never done. That, you got to go do. But once you do, then you're going to come into your D-U-E, your due season. Where that's where the favor of God's going to open up for you because it's your time, meaning when it's your time, mm-hmm. it's your time. You know, you think about LeBron James, this was his time. You know, he would not be denied,
exactly.
But this was his time. And so I think that there's your due season, and then there's your due season. And so I'm in that D-O, due season, but I'm definitely ready to receive my due season.
Exactly. I'm ready to receive. You're so right. Now, you go around and speak at different venues and different events?
Well, Nikki, I do. You know, I actually speak.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my business, you know, one of the things that I do is I go around and I help people. One of my passions is helping people discover their dreams. You know, I've discovered so many
okay.
people are burdened with debt. So many people are shackled with, you know, with debt and just struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. And I really believe that we were created by God for success, but I believe that we've been programmed and conditioned for failure. So one of the things I empower people to let them know that, guess what, you've been created to do more than work for somebody your entire life. I work on showing people that there's ways out there, legal ways that you can have where you can begin to do something for yourself. So, yes, I travel and I go around and I show people how they can have their own business and how they can be in business for themselves. And, you know, my ultimate goal is to inspire and empower other people to be free. And that's what I do. So I do travel pretty often to different cities, different states, and I'm privileged. I consider it truly a privilege to be able to just share a word of encouragement, a thought, or something that can inspire somebody else to want to do more, to have more, and to be more.
That is awesome. And, you know, like you said, it's not going to be easy as you do pursue your vision and It's a struggle. It's a struggle, from a daily struggle to me, because one day everything might be good and then the next day you never know what's going to happen. But you just have to be strong and, you know, focus, because a lot of times those are tests to just, you know, those are tests that just come up and you really have to, you know, be focused and ready.
I agree. So, I mean, you couldn't be more on it, Nick. You know, I really believe, particularly like you said, today's Sunday, and so you're giving glory to God. I mean, not just today, but throughout the entire, every day. But I think it's something that we grew up and we learned in this element called faith. And I think
mm-hmm.
that what happens is when you begin to go on your journey, that you're going to have to walk by faith, not by sight. You know,
exactly.
A lot of times people believe what they see, but I always tell people, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. I really believe that it's a faith walk, and so every day is not going to be easy, but I was taught that you can't have a testimony unless you pass a test. I was taught that you got to take your mess and turn it into your message. See, I was taught, Nikki, that you can't be victorious, you know, unless you overcome something, that you're going to have some. But see, most people, they think that when they're going through a challenge, that that must not be from God. But I would argue just the opposite. I would say the fact that you've had the test, it's time to pass it. So it's going to require you to walk by faith. It's going to require you to actually see. You're going to have to actually apply the faith. See, many people would like to talk about how good God is when they're not going through anything. But we're going to see when your faith is tested, do you still really believe what you say? And once you pass the test, that's when the doors open up, because now God's saying, I know. But it's not he doesn't know. He's revealing to you, so you know that if you stay consistent and you walk by faith, you'll receive your blessing.
Exactly. And I feel, don't be afraid to help someone else. Don't be afraid to help anybody else, because guess what? You're going to get it. You're going to get it in return, but don't expect to get anything in return either. But, you know, sometimes we get to where we don't want to help anybody else because we feel that somebody else is going to get ahead. That's the first thing you're thinking, oh, they're jealous. Oh, they're, you know, they're just trying to do what I'm doing. And it's not about that.
Absolutely not. You know, I really believe that your whole purpose of being blessed is so that you can in turn be a blessing. I think that the whole purpose of God empowering you, or whatever you overcome, or your testimony that you go through, it wasn't for you, but it was so that you can share it with somebody else. And so I agree with you. I think that we have to be more selfless and stop being so selfish and be more selfless. See, what you give, you had to have. And you got to pour out, you know, or you think about it this way. Think about a swamp. When it's just stagnant, it stinks. It reeks because it's just stagnant. But when it flows like a river, when you flow the blessings from you to someone else,
exactly. That's
when you can truly be blessed. So I agree with you. I think that this is a time for people to definitely share resources and focus on being a blessing to someone else other than themselves.
Exactly. And just so you know, a lot of people say, well, what is your show about? This is what it's all about. The main thing about the Nikki Rich Show is it's an open forum allowing everyone to display their visions, their projects, anything that they have going on, and it's positive. That's all. We don't have topics. We don't have the gossip. We don't have none of that. We keep it positive, and that's what it's all about.
Well, absolutely, and that's why God will continue to bless you, because in such a negative world with so much, like you said, the things you talked about, so much negativity, to have a person being a beacon of light to say, hey, listen, I'm going to use this vehicle that God's blessed me with to empower other people, then you're going to continue to be blessed, because guess what? There's so much negativity out there, and this person did this, and this one did this, and it fails. But to have somebody share positivity, to have someone share to inspire others to say, hey, you know, that's why you can continue to be blessed. And I thank you for your show and thank you for having me on. That's awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. And we're just ecstatic to have you tonight. For the listeners out there who are just tuning in, we are talking with Mr. Shedrick White out of Atlanta, Georgia. And everybody, if you missed the beginning of the show, you can always go back to our archives. You can download on podcast, or you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. We will have it there as well. But it's awesome that you're here tonight. And, you know, I always have to put God first in everything I do. And I try to make it happen, you know, each and every day. But it's, sometimes, you know, you might be like, oh, God. You know how you get out of bed, you be like, oh, let me say my prayer. You know, thank you, God. You know, you get in your days where you want to be lazy. But I try to make sure and ensure that I put God first in everything I do. You know, giving them praises all day, because you know, with what you're doing, it's amazing. You got your own business, and you've been doing your own thing for 10 years, over 10 years.
Yeah, I've actually, you know, now again, like a lot of people, I've been in business for myself. I had my own event planning, marketing, promotions company where I do events, and and I will market events, wholesome entertainment around the corner, kind of spoken word, jazz, comedy, you know, and I would do events around the city. And I was actually exposed to a vehicle, an online travel business that allowed me to diversify my business. And so I got started because I saw myself putting on cruises and I saw myself putting on tours and shows. And so as a result, you know, I worked my job, you know, like most entrepreneurs, you work and do your business at the same time. But around 3 to 4 years ago, I was able to go full-time. And this is what I do 100%. And I travel around the country and I show other people how they can actually have their own business, how they can actually be a part of the travel industry, how they can reduce their taxes and how they can make additional income traveling the world better for less.
Now, if they wanted to learn more, where could they go to?
Well, if they wanted to learn more, you know, they could always go catch me on Facebook, obviously, Shedrick White. They can find me on Facebook. They can actually call me, you know. They can email me. And also I have my site, that's a personal site that's going up. But if they want to go to a site, they can actually go to billionsmadeintravel.com, www.billionsmadeintravel.com. And they can learn more about the business, but they could also call me directly or find me on Facebook or email me.
Awesome. Now, what can we expect from Shedrick White coming up?
Well, Nikki, I'm so excited about the future. One of the things that our goal is this year, to finish up this year, is we want to empower, you know, over 1,000 people, you know, to be able to be in business for themselves. We're on a crusade, a mission to really help people better themselves, to bring in an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a month. So that's what my really focus is I'm on a crusade to help empower people. You know, we're talking about an economic stimulus plan. And so we're going to be traveling around the world. We won't sleep until it's done. We're going to continue to pursue and push. You know, we're going to talk to Nikki Rich about putting on a cruise where she can take all the listeners. And they talk about Tom Jones.
We
need to talk to the Nikki Rich cruise, right? So we need to put that in place so we can have you and your listeners. We can take, you know, go on an island and have some fun. But, you know, we're just really focused and we're committed and passionate about helping people win.
And it's going to happen, man. That's awesome. And I'm looking forward to talking about that because we need that.
Absolutely.
That's
well, you know, we'll definitely talk. We'd love to launch it and be able to let your listeners know and then think about all the people that you have come on. They can, some of them be celebrities, and we can have now take the Nikki Rich Show at sea or to, you know, Cozumel or to some destination to a great property, and it would just be a great, great event. And, you know, so definitely I'd love to let's talk about it and maybe put it in motion.
Let's do. Let's put that in motion. That could be a 2013.
Why not? Absolutely.
Exactly, exactly. Now, is there any advice that you would like to give out there to any of our listeners or our entrepreneurs that's just starting out that are trying to make it and, you know, really trying to move forward?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things that I would really share with individuals. The first thing I would say is, you know what, pursue your passion. Find what you love doing. That if you didn't receive a dime, you would do it. Really, it takes some time because what I found, people who are successful, they don't chase money. Money chases them. If you just focus on chasing money, you'll never get enough. So you'll spend your whole life trying to get something that will elude you. But if you find your passion, what you love doing, you'll find people will pay you for it because you're good at it. So the first thing I would tell people out there is find what you love doing that you could do it. If you didn't make a dime, you would do it anyway. And because you do it with your passion, people will pay you more money than you can ever imagine. The second thing I would say, guys, you got to have goals and dreams, but you got to be willing to work for it. It's not a get-rich-quick, get-out-of-this microwave society where everybody thinks it's just going to happen overnight. You got to work for what you want. You got to be willing to put in the time. You got to be willing to put in long hours. You got to be willing to pay the price. So you can cheat on everything else, Nikki. You can cheat on your taxes. You can maybe even cheat on your spouse. You can cheat, and I'm not suggesting none of this. You can cheat on your homework, but you can't cheat on success. See, it's the one thing that's got to be paid in advance in full up front. You got to go pay the price. But see, guys, I'm telling you, who you become in the process is so worth it. So what I encourage people to do is, guess what? Pursue your passion. Understand that it has to be paid in advance, in full, up front. Be willing to pay the price, and then walk in your passion, experience your dream. Nikki, you there?
That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. You got to be able to walk into it. Experience that dream.
And one other thing, but I would be remiss, I don't want to assume, but the biggest thing, you got to trust God. In Proverbs 3, it says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. You're going to have to seek him. You know, he'll lead you to the right people. He'll open up doors. He'll bring you. And you know, so you got to trust God. I mean, a lot of people think they can do it without him, but I believe wholeheartedly without him, you are nothing, but with him, you can do all things.
Yes, you can do all things through Christ. That's what I'm talking about. But it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. I'm so glad that you took out your time to come on the Nikki Rich Show.
Well, Nikki, I'm honored, but I will be remiss. I just wanted to give a special thanks to Miss Nicole Ming. She's the, you know, CEO of Spotlight Publishing and Takeover Media.
Yes.
It was because of her that she made the contact. You know, and I'm just honored. You know, I just want to thank her so much for her selflessness and just give me the opportunity to even introduce me. So I want to give a special big shout out to Miss Nicole Means, and I want to thank you for allowing me to even be on the show to just share, and hopefully we've inspired somebody, encouraged somebody, and thank you so much. And I look forward to us doing that cruise together.
And exactly, and I don't want this to be your last time on the Nikki Rich Show. I mean, we're going to be following your movement and everything you have going on. So we're definitely going to be following up and doing a follow-up interview, because we always, you're going to get tired of the Nikki Rich Show, because we're always continue to promote, continue to support you and all you do. So I know you're going to be seeing a lot of, I always replay the shows all the time, so you're going to see that a lot, because we want everybody, it's not just a one-time thing on the Nikki Rich Show. You can listen to the episodes from last year.
Absolutely.
So we're going to constantly be pushing it. And just so you know, Shedrick, tonight, well, actually today, if you go to the blogtalkradio.com website, you will see that we are featured two times for our two major episodes that we had on the Nikki Rich Show. So we're on the front page twice. You
wow.
have to go check it out.
I am. Blogtalkradio.com. So I'm definitely going to go there.
Yes.
And Nikki, what I'm going to do is also, too, I have a nice network. I'm going to also make sure we promote you, you know, and promote what you do. And we would love to, we'd be honored to come back and also, you know, promote you in any way we can to assist you. So I believe that, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. So I'd like to also be a blessing and promote your show and anything we can also do to assist you. So I just want to, again, encourage you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to just showcase and share with some people. Hopefully we've inspired somebody. But thank you so much for having me on the Nikki Rich Show, and it would be an honor and a true privilege to come back.
You are so welcome. And, you know, we always tell our guests, you know, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Oh, wow. Nikki, can I, later on today, sometime today, can you give me one dedication, one request?
Yeah.
Okay. If you'll play for the listeners one time tonight, Mary, Mary, Go Get It, that's my theme song. So I just encourage
you. Oh, and you know, I got it too. I got
it too.
That's
my theme song. So if you can play that one time tonight
that
or whatever.
Song. I'm definitely going to be playing that. I'm about to play it right now. Here we go. I love that song. Okay. All right, you were just listening to Shedrick White. Everybody, you can go back and check him out on our archives, blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. You can check us there anytime. And also, I want to let you know that you can find
it's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. Everybody has a season.
All right, all right. You were just
listening. Yesterday, once again, for those who don't know, it's the girls of the younger DJ in charge.
Ron
G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him up.
Oh,
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in this Sunday, and I'm enjoying this. It's a beautiful Sunday, the day before my birthday. God is good. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for letting me see another year. But I just thank you. I want to give you all the praises and all of the honor, Lord. Thank you for the Nikki Rich Show. And everybody, we are truly, truly blessed to be here. Right now, I want to go to some more music. More music. We got Melodies from Heaven.
Down on ain't yours. It's the Lord's. Think about it. And then start shouting. Help me sing it.
There's no pain, Jesus, can feel. There is no hurt that he cannot heal. All things work, yes they do.
Remember that all
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight on this beautiful Sunday. God is good. God is good. We're glad to be here. We were just speaking with our first guest, Shedrick White. If you missed it, you can always go back and check it out. Go back and check it out on the Nikki Rich Show. And I want to let everybody know it's so awesome to be a part of an amazing network. It's an amazing network here. We're building, we're succeeding as we help build your brand. I mean, we have really been doing some amazing, amazing work here at the Nikki Rich Show. And that's what it's all about. And we want everybody to be heard. If you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, meaning be our guest, then all you have to do is email us at NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. You can go to our official website. If you can't remember the email or the phone numbers, you can go to the official website and you can go and find our contact information. And if you want to learn on who has been a part of the Nikki Rich Show far as our guest, then you can go back to NikkiRichShow.com and you can check us out there. But other than that, it's been awesome just having our guest on tonight and just enjoying this lovely Sunday. We're grateful. We're truly, truly, when I say truly blessed, to be here. You know, God, he has really been moving in my life, and I know our listeners as well. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from our listeners and everybody throughout the world, and that's what it's all about. We want to continue to do our best and get, you know, promote the positive out of the Nikki Rich Show. We are a positive show, and we want everybody to know you can check us out, College Underground Radio, as well as 98.2 The Beat LA. And see, we're opening up doors and opportunities for our listeners out there, entrepreneurs, artists, everyone that's tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. We're so truly blessed to have you guys. And we're going to go to some more good music right now. So y'all keep it locked on the Nikki Rich Show. The hottest radio station on the planet. Getting it in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just so you know, if you don't already, we air from 4:30 to 6:30.
All right. Oh, what a relief it was
Nikki Rich Show. That was the William Brothers, Coolin' Water. Coolin' Water. I love it. I love it. I love it. Right now, we're going to go to some more hot new music. Sounds of Blackness, because I'm going all the way.
Thank you.
All right, you are just listening to the sounds of blackness. I'm going all the way. Right now we're going to get into some more hot new music. This is Nobody Greater, Deshaun Mitchell.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went out into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Came to
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you.
Take back what the devil stole from me.
And I'll
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. It's been an awesome night tonight. We got a chance to talk with Shedrick White tonight, and it's been great. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everybody that's been a part of this movement tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. We always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. We end by saying God bless. God bless you all.